The original asteroid theory. The Luis Alvarez theory. Whenever we talk about the dinosaurs, what puzzles most people is how they could be so successful for such a long period of time and then completely disappear. And today, we have, if you'll pick up just about any history book or turn on the History Channel or some of the other channels, they'll talk about the asteroid theory. And the asteroid theory, as presented today, talks about one massive asteroid coming in, impacting the Earth, and destroying all the dinosaurs and other things. And what they're referring to is the Yucatan crater, Chicxulub crater, and the mass extinction, which happened 65 million years ago. But if you talk to most of the paleontologists, they will say that, you know, they really just don't all die at one fell swoop that comes in. You have the crater, kind of the explosion, and within a few weeks or something, every dinosaur is dead. And they have a lot of trouble with that, and some people talk about how it's a gradual change and whatever. The original asteroid theory, and they have found other hits. There's also one supposedly out in Australia that would have been the Permian extinction, where something like 90% of all life on Earth died out. But to get back to the original theory, this takes place in the 1970s, and the incident is this. You have a gentleman at Berkeley University, Luis Alvarez, who's actually an astronomical physicist. I mean, he deals with planets and the science of outer space. But his son's a geologist, and his son is working in Gubbio in Italy, and he's studying forams, which are very, very primitive-celled creatures that you find in limestone. And as he was studying there at Gubbio, and the reason he went there is because there's this big cut into the earth where you can walk down through millions of years of strata to do studies. And so he was studying these forams, and he would find them that they were, you know, very, very primitive, and they would gradually get more sophisticated. And then they reached a point where there was this line of what looked like gray clay, and there was nothing in it. This is an inch or two in thickness. And then above the line of gray clay, you found the forams again, but they were extremely primitive. It's as if they'd gone back to well before the time period. And it just puzzled him. And he couldn't figure out why there would be this gap. So he wrote his father, and he sent his father a sample of this material. And Luis Alvarez and some of the other astronomical physicists and theorists and geologists looked the sample over, and so they did an analyzation of it. And when the analysis came back, the thing that struck them was there was this huge amount of iridium in the sample, much more than you would find naturally or could explain with volcanic eruptions. Now, iridium is a material that you find in asteroids. And their concept was that the iridium had to come from the outside in kind of an asteroid impact. And of course, this Gubbio line of clay, which is now called the KT boundary, is the spot in which you have dinosaurs below the line, but no dinosaurs above the line. So that not only marks the foram change, it marks the extinction of the dinosaurs as well. And you can find that KT line if you go down geologically into areas where there are fossils. You go to Wyoming and parts in the western United States, and you can reach that point, and you can see it. And you know for sure that if you're a geologist, you can say, well, if you want to look for dinosaur bones, head below, don't go above this line. So the next thing that Alvarez and his fellow scientists began to do is speculate Okay, if this iridium came from extraterrestrial sources outside, it would have been a very large asteroid. If it impacted somewhere, where would the crater be? Well, they studied satellite photographs of the world, and none of the craters are really big enough to account for that. Now, you have to understand the Yucatan crater that they found years later, and it only partially, it's for the most part, hits the Gulf of Mexico. It's mostly in the water. So then they speculated again. They said, okay, what happens if an asteroid hits in the ocean? Well, you'll have, you know, steam, you'll have some other stuff, but the crater itself will then be absorbed in the sea floor. However, there's one exception, and that is if an asteroid comes down and impacts the ocean, but hits on a fault line. In other words, hits where you have the continental plates moving, where the Earth's crust is the thinnest, what you end up with is a massive volcano. So they then began the study, and they said, okay, where do you find a massive volcano that is on a fault line, an oceanic fault line? And there's really only one, and it's Iceland. And Iceland just happens to be approximately 65 million years old. So the next thing they did was they did an iridium study. They took samples from New Zealand, from other parts of the world, up in the area around Iceland. And what they found was, the further away from Iceland you got, the lower the readings were. The closer you got to Iceland, the higher the readings were. So the original Alvarez theory is that an asteroid 65 million years ago came in, landed in the northern Atlantic, hitting the continental plates, which set off a massive supervolcano that would have gradually, you would not have had death overnight. You would have had gradual change of climate and other significant environmental damage. And of course, the odd thing is now we appear to have several hits at about the same time. So it may not be just one, it may be a whole variety of them. But there is a significant difference between the Alvarez theory, which is the creation of the volcano and the gradual change and environmental destruction of the dinosaurs, with kaboom, they're all dead in 7 days. So, and I've noticed that this theory has, for the most part, just almost completely disappeared off out of the media. There was a Nova show that was done on it, which is excellent. And I believe it was called Dinosaurs and Asteroids at that particular time in the late 70s or early 80s. Some other books that you can find on this. The actual original book is called Extinction of Many Species 65 Million Years Ago by Luis Alvarez. And another book is called End of the Dinosaurs, which is the Chicxulub Crater and Mass Extinction, and that's by Frankel. So set the little story straight there, and give you a little background information. So don't forget to go by and see sumahistorica.com and check out the archive. Thank you.